Theminos, aorist participle, middle, passive. Put. There it is. Done. Been put. No doubt about it. The Lord leaves no doubt when he gives his gifts. And so, no doubt, who puts, who is put, where he is put, what that is for, and who does that. Are you with me? Or, more importantly, are you with the text? Put, theminos, divine passive, the Lord does it. He has put, aorist. He, Christ Jesus, our Lord. Can't blame the apostle, it wasn't his idea. Or, as Dr. Luther says, passim, you put me here, so it's jolly well up to you to see it through. Or words to that effect. Why our Lord did it has no other sure answer than that is the sort of Lord he is. The apostle confesses there's no reason in himself for the Lord to have done it. Quite the opposite. The grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant, overflowing for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus is how come he's been put. And there is someone put in the verb. Even our Lord can't do a put without someone put. No doubt, who is put? Me, says the apostle, who is writing to Timothy, who gets put a few verses later, and put into the same thing, place, ministry, diaconia. And there isn't any diaconia going on without a diaconos. The where put is the ministry, and that is not going on there unless there are those to and for whom it is going on there. As the Augsburg Confession says, Article 5, where the means of grace are going on, that is where they are being given out, where there are those to whom the gifts are thus being delivered. Pithily put by Dr. Chemnitz, where there's preachers and hearers, there's the church. What the ministry is for, the Augsburg Confession confesses quite clearly, as does also the Apostle, writing to Timothy, who is put into the same apostolic ministry with him, Philippians 1:1. The Apostle even gets the Predigtamt right. The faithful saying, logos, message, words, worthy of all acceptance, that is, faith. Those who accept the apostolic preaching, Acts 2:41, were baptized, were added to the church, where faith is created by the Holy Spirit in those who hear the gospel, AC 5. How can they hear without a preacher? You, preacher, apostle, minister, thus Christ Jesus our Lord put me, Paul. And so also Timothy, and so it may be even you. It's too much. Who is sufficient for these things? Not me, says Paul, but yet he put me into his ministry. If he could put me in, persecutor and blasphemer, that should tell you something, Timothy. That's just like him, a pattern, which makes it clear that no one is beyond the range of the forgiveness which is in Christ Jesus. No sin is so big he hasn't answered for it. Forgiveness, believing, is referenced surely only to Christ. Having been put into the ministry is referenced surely only to Christ Jesus, our Lord. He's the one to blame. He is the one to thank. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who enabled me. Those whom he puts into the ministry, he enables, which is his gift, charis, amps charisma, 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift which was given you when the prophet spoke and the body of elders laid their hands on you. Most of you have not yet been put. What our Lord puts a man into the ministry for is the delivery of salvation's gifts, AC4, which he does through his instruments of the means of grace, his words, his sacraments, into whose service he puts those whom he puts into his ministry, which he does. And so, holy ministry. He does it with his words, his faithful sayings, which is what the seminary is here to stuff you full of, that the Lord may, we pray, then have good use of. And with the words comes his enablement, his Spirit, who brings them to acceptance, that is, creates faith. So, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Nevertheless, there was mercy even for me in Jesus Christ, for you too. Amen.